case is conditional use number 1711. It's the application of Artesian Water Company Incorporated to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a sewer treatment facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 13.41 acres, more or less, lying north of Route 336, also known as Pawnee Neck Road, 2,100 feet west of Route 335, also known as Bunning Road, and 2,200 feet east of Road 335A, also known as Adams Road. Planning and Zoning Commission also held public hearings on this application on November 16th of 2006. It was reported to council, a report to council that the commission received an exhibit booklet from the applicants, which I'll get to in a few minutes. We heard comments from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We heard comments from Mike Izzo through memorandum, County Engineer. We also heard comments from the Sussex Conservation District. The application was represented by Dennis Schrader, attorney, Jack Schwepler, Scott Toller, and Rodney White of Artesian Water Company Incorporated, who gave presentation on behalf of Artesian Wastewater Management Incorporated. I believe that's right name, isn't it? We heard quite a bit of testimony. We found that Brian Tingle, Paula Hawker, Miriam Pressford, Bill and Dwayne Ravel Kenton, Vernon and Francis Richards, and Jack Fuller were present in opposition and gave testimony. The commission, at the conclusion of the public hearing, deferred action due to the wishes of the applicant and the request of the county engineer. The application shall be placed on an agenda of the January 2007 special meeting for further consideration based on that request by the county engineer and the applicant. And I have received no additional comments to date since the public hearing on the 16th. Thank you, Rob.
Trying to be nice and all, I'm getting smart comments from the
you
from the
know
bench.
Gallery?
From the bench. I don't need one.
Any questions of Mr. Lank?
I've already made up my mind, Dennis.
Grader.
Thank you, Mr. Colt. Thank you, Mr. Griffin. Gentlemen, my name is Dennis Schrader. I'm attorney for the Artesian Wastewater Management Company, who is the applicant here. Our request today is unique in the sense that we're going to ask you to defer this application, which was the request that we also made to the Planning and Zoning Commission. As Mr. Lank has articulated, there are a number of people who appeared and testified at the public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission, and I have with me again today Jack Schrepler, who's Vice President, General Counsel. I have Scott Toller, who's an engineer with Artesian, and Rodney White, who's an engineering director of operations for Artesian. The property in question is located at the landings of Pepper Creek and Dagsborough 100. The area, or the acreage of the area where our proposed wastewater treatment plant is currently permitted, is 13.41 acres, more or less, and it's located in an AR1 agricultural residential zone. The landings of Pepper Creek were approved as a cluster subdivision on July 27th of 2006 for 125 units, it being application number 2005-06. The present use of the property is to serve, and that is the present use of the property controlled by Artesian, is to serve 125 equivalent dwelling units with a 90,000 gallon per day capacity wastewater treatment and disposal system. The proposal, if accepted by you and resolved with others, would result in potential for as many as 1,000 to 1,250 EDUs being treated, with disposal being 300,000 gallons today. If you take a look at the various documents that are contained in your volume, right immediately before the exhibit list is an overview, which is the expression of what this application is about, and that is for this to be a regional wastewater treatment facility that would increase in capacity from 90,000 gallons per day, as it is currently permitted, to 300,000 gallons per day in order to serve adjacent property owners that may need or want wastewater treatment in the area. The various exhibits that are contained in the booklet include the conditional use application, the agreement with the owner of the landings at Pepper Creek to allow for the artesian wastewater treatment plant to be located there. There is an abstract of the minutes of the Planning and Zoning Commission that indicate that Pepper Creek has been approved. Number four in the book is a certificate of public convenience and necessity, which has been issued to Artesian. I think it goes without saying. I take it for granted, but I should get it on the record. Artesian is, in fact, a regulated wastewater treatment facility recognized both by DNREC and by the Public Service Commission. Number five is the wastewater treatment facility engineering plans, and I'll have Mr. Wyatt up here in a minute to describe those for you. Number six is a proposed view. Seven is a construction permit that allows it to take place at Pepper Creek. Eight is a community service system map. Nine is from DNREC indicating that Artesian is in good standing with Department of Natural Resources. 10 is the Sussex County Wastewater Facilities, shows a proposed stonewater or the Stonewater Creek facility. They give you an indication as to what this will look like. And number 11 is an engineering letter from Mr. Izzo's office asking for this matter to be deferred. Mr. Dukes, you're going to find that picture in there twice if you look at it. If that's what you were just looking at, because I caught it twice, too. It's in here two different times. The area in which this is proposed is an environmentally sensitive developing area in a level three. As a result of that, it is appropriate, of course, for there to be central wastewater treatment in the area. The water supply for this particular use is yet to be determined, although I would suspect that my client Artesian would like to see water provided by Artesian Water. There are no delineated wetlands on the site, and as was pointed out by Mr. Lang, there were five different persons who appeared and testified and expressed different concerns they had about this particular application at the time of its presentation to the Planning and Zoning Commission. Again, I think it's important to point out to you as we speak today, first, the present site and use of the site as a wastewater treatment plant has already been previously approved by the county. Secondly, it does have a DNREC approval for construction. And thirdly, there is a certificate of public convenience and necessity. The question is whether or not the council and the Planning Commission would agree to expand the site. It is on that decision that we're asking you to defer, and I suspect my friend Mr. Ashman may be prepared to address that if called upon to do so by the county council. With all those thoughts in mind, if you'll permit me, Mr. Griffin, I'll bring Mr. White to the podium and we'll ask him a couple questions and get started. Mr. White?
Good afternoon, council.
For the benefit of the record, your name is?
Rodney Wyatt.
And you're currently employed, I hope.
I am.
And where do you work?
I am the Director of Operational Compliance for Artesian Resources.
And do you have any degrees?
I have a Bachelor's of Science in Civil Engineering from Virginia Tech.
And are you familiar with the current wastewater treatment plant that is permitted at the landings of Pepper Creek?
I am.
And can you describe quickly for the council what is currently permitted at this particular site?
We have permitted a 90-gallon per day wastewater treatment plant that is a SBR. It stands for sequencing batch reactor. We have dual basins there. It's an aqua robot system that also has ultraviolet disinfection.
And is there a disposal site at this particular location?
There is. We have six basins. They're approximately 17,000 square feet in size.
And if you were wanting to see what the site looked like, is there a particular tab within this book that would give a graphic representation of what the site and the plan look like?
That would be exhibit number five.
Are there any houses that are close to this particular project?
The closest house, which would be on the third sheet of the site plan, is approximately 400 feet. And it's to the right and bottom of the site plan.
And as an engineer, how do you believe these houses would be affected by this proposal?
They will not be affected at all. We will make the site aesthetically pleasing. And in addition to that, all the groundwater hydrology has been performed so that we do not impact anybody's drinking water supply.
And all of that hydrology and the soil studies are required by the Department of Natural Resources in order to get a permit to construct this particular plant?
That is correct.
Can you describe, for the benefit of the council, how what we call RIBS work?
Yes, the raw wastewater is collected from each of the dwellings, and it's sent to a pumping station. And then afterwards, it's actually sent to a wastewater treatment plant that recycles the water and treats it to better than drinking water standards. And then after the ultraviolet disinfectant is taking place, then it's sent to one of the basins each day. So we have six basins so that we get even distribution, and no particular basin receives the same amount of wastewater on a particular day.
And the infiltration by the wastewater from the RIBS is at what rate, if you know?
It's at a very fast rate. This is a great site. It has a great connection to the groundwater table. So there's no clays on this particular site that makes it a great site for a recharge. So it's faster than, in our terms, what would be like 5 minutes per inch.
And to make sure I understand it properly, the wastewater that is discharged into the soil and the groundwater has previously been treated prior to that discharge.
That's correct. It's treated to standards that are better than drinking water standards. And what we find in most cases where there's been farming activities and the groundwater has high nitrogen, we actually return the wastewater at a higher treatment level, and we actually reduce the nitrate level in the drinking water or the aquifer that it's coming from.
If this proposed use were granted by the County Council or recommended by the Planning Commission, what enlargements or expansions would be required either to the wastewater treatment plant or to the rapid infiltration beds?
Well, the rapid infiltration beds, since we've studied them extensively, they have the capability to accept the increased flow from the 90,000 gallons to the 300,000 gallons. In addition to that, we've placed the proper buffers around the basins. They have a 50-foot buffer in the back, which is the smallest buffer. All the other buffers are greater than that. And as far as the treatment plant building itself, we build the treatment plant in phases, and we would just basically, increase the size of the wastewater treatment trains accordingly. To get to the full amount, we'd have to add about three times the size.
How many parts per million of nitrogen is going back in?
It'd be somewhere less than 10, somewhere between like 5 to 8.
The Artesian Wastewater Management Company does, in fact, have a CPCN and DNREC permit to construct the plant at this site. Is that correct?
We have both of those items.
Yes. And you have the consent of the owner of the property at the landings of Pepper Creek in order to build the plant and to enlarge the plant if necessary, or if approved?
If approved.
What is the benefit to the citizens of Sussex County or this particular area if you're granted this permit?
Benefits are that we can serve the area with less treatment plants in a particular area, and at the same time, if there's adjacent properties that are experiencing trouble with their on-site wastewater system, they have the opportunity to request that we provide them with a service to eliminate a public health hazard that's on their property.
And is there available at this particular area or in this particular region another source for wastewater treatment disposal?
There is.
And that would be from whom?
Right now, Sussex County has the Piney Point system that's down the road, although their wastewater sanitary sewer area does not include the area we're serving right now, but they do treat their wastewater just around the corner and dispose of it through land application. And there's also a experimental permit on a piece of property that's across the road.
And is Tidewater also in the area?
That experimental permit is the Tidewater permit.
And the request of the County Engineering Office has been to defer this application pending the resolution of how many sewer plants can go into Piney Neck. Is that correct?
That's correct. We've had extensive conversations with Mike Izzo concerning the area. And
was that originally one of the county's target areas?
Yes, it was.
Still is, right? You know, it hadn't changed, right?
Yes, it is.
And are you putting in this, is any of your lines and everything going to be to any kind of county standards?
They'll all be to county standards.
They'll all be to county standards. And would you ever, because you're in the business of for doing this, so I can't imagine that once you get this established, that if once the county came out to that area, as demand called for it and requests and things, you would never abandon it because it's a business for you, right? You're in the business of providing sewer service. So I don't know why you'd ever abandon, like in the old days when the county got to a subdivision, the county would take it over. This won't happen under this new scenario that we're seeing, this new trend that we see with Artesian and Tidewater going into the sewer business.
That's not true.
Why would you give it up unless you sold it?
Well, because
some crazy price.
Okay, the reason why we're there is because the county is not ready to get there, and we had a client that wanted to move forward, but all during the process, we had continuing meetings with Sussex County Engineer's Office, and even to a point where they have shortfalls in the capacity at their plant to serve the Dagsburg-Frankfort district, and we talked about providing bulk service wastewater treatment for that area, and we understand that this is in a planning area that the county has cited that they wanted to expand to. Now, naturally, we hope we do such a good job that they don't want to come there. But if they decide that they would like to come there, then we're prepared to abandon our facility and turn things over to the county.
For a price, right?
Investment that we have.
Because in the old days, a lot of times we used to see a developer put in a system, Ordinance 38, and then the county would acquire it.
This is more.
Without having
Ordinance 38 is not the treatment part.
Yeah, that's the difference is the wastewater treatment facility and the question.
I know what you're saying, but yeah. I'm just curious. I'm just getting a little concerned that we're getting such a proliferation of this because obviously Tidewater and Artesian and the rest of you all have seen there's money to be made in this area and it's easy to get these permits from the state and we're going to see a proliferation. But in the past, I've seen that there's concerns about who controls your rates and how they go up versus the county and the way we do our rate increases and costs and everything. So,
right.
And the other thing is I think sometimes they get a little concerned as these companies sell and buy each other's, systems or stuff. You may have a good operator today, but you never know down the road.
There's a couple of points that, if I can. First of all, in our conversations with the county engineer's office, we have talked to them a lot about the rapid infiltration basin disposal, so much that the county is looking at some of that because of the operational benefits, easy to manage. And in this particular area, it's very possible that because they are looking at rapid infiltration basins, that they may, if they wanted to take it over, that they would probably be interested in taking over the entire operation and not just the collection and conveyance system. And I don't want to put words in for Mike, because he's not here right now, but we have had those conversations both with Mike and Heather concerning wastewater disposal at other facilities, because we have the most experience with rapid infiltration systems and systems of this type in the state of Delaware. Artesian is a family started 100-year-old. We just celebrated our 100th anniversary of our company. I think we're pretty stable here in Delaware, and we're not planning on going anywhere in the immediate future, that's for sure. We try to take the approach that we want to work together with the county and not opposed to the county on these issues of providing wastewater and management throughout the county, because I think it's a very important process that needs to take place. And so we take it very seriously, and we're working together with the county to try to stay out the best we can in areas that they want to serve and are going to be able to serve in the very near future.
I do want to address one thing with you, Mr. Cole, because I think you addressed a significant point that sometimes is forgotten, or we rely upon our past recollections of other companies. As you're keenly aware, there was at least one private utility in your area that had a significant amount of difficulties in terms of being able to comply with the requirements of the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control. They were unregulated as to their rate, and ultimately the county government was compelled to take it over in order to avoid a significant crisis. And I think the big difference...
They had to pay a dear price for it, and had to throw a dear amount of money into it just to bring it up to some kind of operating standards.
The difference now...
A good deal for the county.
Not a good deal, and I again, have some recollections of it. I think so does Mr. Griffin. The difference now is that DNREC regulates the construction of those things. And secondly, the Public Service Commission makes an inquiry into and establishes the rates. So the rates, once established, are not at the whim and fancy of a person who may or may not have some sense about them as to rate regulation or how they work. And even more importantly, the Public Service Commission is familiar with and knows Artesian or any of the other private companies and will be able to determine whether or not they are capable of providing the service which they... So they will be able to provide. Again, as Rodney points out, Artesian's been in business for 100 years. It doesn't look like they're going to go out of business anytime.
No, so, I didn't say that. Yeah. I'm just saying sometimes I could see them consolidating in one area and selling some off to other people, and then they all just kind of get their own little areas because it's easier and cheaper to operate them. But I'm just getting concerned about the proliferation of them and if that's a good thing for the county, and I don't know yet. I haven't, in my mind, been able to determine. I thought the county has been doing a good job, and I've been very progressive and very aggressive in doing what we've done. So I just don't know if I want to see the private sector coming in, because many times people complain that the county builds Cadillacs, but the private sector builds Model Ts or something cheaper, because they're looking at costs.
Well, and I think
more so than the county.
Perhaps. And I think the real philosophical difference, maybe Mr. Cole, may be that the private utilities can probably get it done quicker and perhaps cheaper than the county can because of the encumbrances on the county in terms of the various legal obligations it has.
If I could just add also, the whole reason why Artesian wants to do a regional approach is sort of to address what Councilman Cole was alluding to. If a subdivision had a homeowners association that had to run one of these facilities, then that would be a big concern. If we're able to build regional facilities so these type of situations don't happen, then I think it's going to be better for the county because we'll be able to manage these facilities and we'll be subject to the requirements of DENREC and the Public Service Commission as to the financial solvency of the company.
If you'll permit me, gentlemen, I have other people here available to answer questions as it may become necessary, but in form of giving you some closure here, this is a public utility that is capable of providing the services that we're requesting. The uses that we're proposing are those which are generally of a public or semi-public character. They're essential and desirable for this particular community, but they're in such an area in a neighborhood where it does require some planning judgment, which is why this is a conditional use. Mr. Wyatt and I will stand down, and we will be available to answer any questions that are either posed by you all or by any member of the audience as needed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here from the public who wishes to be heard concerning this application? Yes, sir. Would you come forward, sir? Would you state your name and your address, and then make your statement?
Yeah, my name is Dave Brailsford. I live on Piney Neck Road. We're right next door to where this thing is going to go in. The plans that I have here, they were just saying that they're going to put 6 tanks in. The plans I have here call for 5. Why are they increasing it to 6 instead of 5? Number one. And number two is the property, would this be classified as commercial property off of that farm or residential property?
Well, the conditional use application gives them...
Pardon?
The way they're asking for a conditional use would give them the ability to do that commercial activity on this land.
On that property.
Yeah, permanent.
Because why I'm asking, would that make my property access to becoming commercial?
No, not unless you made an application.
Okay, yeah, that's what I wanted to find out.
And this is not a commercial like a mall or
right.
It's a catch-all.
Just like my property has the old Sussex County go-kart track on it. Could I put that back out? Would that be classified as commercial property?
Only if you applied for a conditional use.
Okay.
Be able to do
that. All right. Fine. Thank you.
Not permitted, right.
And would they be working on the weekends in this plant every day, every week, as an operation?
Well, as long as toilets flush, I'm sure something's going that
Someone's
direction.
Someone's going to be going there. But I'm also asking you this. Now, up the road from this plant where they're putting in this thing is another sewage plant.
That's right. That's
why don't they just put... You mean if I go out and bought 40 or 50 more acres of property down here and decide to put it into a development, I could open up a sewage plant. That's what it's becoming to. It's the way it looks like to me is... every place where a developer goes in is going to open up a sewage plant.
That's so they can get more density and get and move ahead faster, typically. A lot of times because the soils are bad and they have to have on-site systems, they don't get what they'd like by doing this and taking the sewage off-site somewhere else that does handle it better. They can utilize their land and
it's treated better.
Density.
I'm not sure that's responsive to the gentleman's concerns. It'd be better if you just tell us what your position is. We're not really supposed. This is a hearing where we hear you.
Right. Okay. I own the property next to this property. Right. My son-in-law.
Right. My name's John Hocker, by the way. I'm the son-in-law.
And what it is I want to know what this thing is going to do to my property. Make my property value go down, or is it going to make it go up? Is anybody, you can't tell me this, I know.
We can't advise you, the applicant.
I know.
The applicant
but
says
I,
not.
Also, when I came to the first meeting here, the first day, they said they wanted 90,000 gallons of sewage. Now they're upping it to almost four times that much.
They're taking in other subdivisions, right? Initially, it was just for one subdivision. Now they want to take in others.
Can't you expand the one at Pontiac up the street? You got one right there in Millsboro and one at Pontiac. Why can't that be addressed? Instead of putting it right
in
the backyard.
Gentlemen, would
hurry.
You please make your statements one at a time? Sure. Otherwise, we don't know who's saying what on the record.
They're in a hurry. Developers.
So, I mean, that's what I was getting at is if there's someone there, why did we need another one put right in? Why don't they just go on to the one that's already in there?
If you oppose it, you need to tell us you oppose it and why you oppose it. It's not a question.
I do oppose. I'm telling you, I do oppose it because it's against my property line.
Thank you.
Okay, fine, thank you.
The next gentleman, did you have anything you wish to say, sir?
Yes, how you doing? My name is John Hocker. I'm also the owner of the property with my father-in-law. A question I do have for the council is, why was this submitted in a residential area? Since the actual property that this is going to support is going to be across the street, why couldn't this get piped into Pepper Creek up the road?
Well, you can file an application for a conditional use in a residential area. You're not restricted in that regard. Why they chose this particular location, that's not a question for us.
Let me ask you this, was there other locations looked at before this was finally determined?
We don't know.
Well,
if
you think this is an inappropriate location, you need
well,
to tell
I
us.
Guess my reason why is, I mean, I see sewer treatment plants all over, and are usually in the commercial area, not in a residential neighborhood. And that's my concern. I'm concerned about air factors, air quality, water quality, obviously, noise factors. I don't know how noisy these plants are, but if they're running 24/7, it's going to be a problem for the residential areas surrounding it.
And it possibly, sir, your land is zoned for residential uses also.
It absolutely
and it could
is.
Be possible if you wanted to develop your land in the future that being next to a facility like this could have effect.
Right.
Well, I don't know. Nobody knows.
Right. Now, I guess my next question is there going to be any outside influence as far as transporting by truck into this plant?
Only if they had a failure somewhere, they would have to truck it off-site.
Right. All right. And about getting grandfathered in, as far as if our property adjacent to this, are they going to force us to have to tie into this thing, or?
No.
Are they?
There's no suggestion of that.
Okay. All right. That's all I had.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Next gentleman.
My name is Philip Krolzik. I live on Pontiac Neck Road. I'm adjacent to Dave back here. You answered part of my question about do we have to tie in. If it was a county, I would assume we would have to tie in.
Right.
That's correct.
But since it's private, we don't. Well, I still object to it. What are they going to do with all the sludge? I know the wastewater is going into the ground, but how about the sludge? I mean, the crap don't all get developed and gets turned into water.
They would haul it off. And apply it to... We do it to sewer treatment plants also.
All right.
They get permits to apply it to fields.
And also, another thing is, why, like you said, why can't we just tie into the one that's up the road?
Well, I think that's why the engineering department has requested a delay in the opinion on the, or our voting on this at this time, because they're looking at that aspect.
Well, like I said, I'm against it myself. I moved down here from Maryland area in Baltimore to get away from all this congestion and building up, and I'm a newcomer. I'll give you that. I enjoy it down there. I moved down here to get the lower, slower Delaware. Well, I hate to say it, lower, slower Delaware. It's dead. It's just, like you said, got a sewage plant, more density. Next thing you know, the next project up the house will be 4 per acre or so. Or
it is.
So.
What it's about.
That's it. I'm opposed to it myself.
Follow the dollar.
Respect.
Sir? Follow the dollar bill. You'll find out why it's...
No, that's obvious. I hate to say it. It's obvious.
Could you spell your last name for me, please?
You.
Sir?
Could you spell your last name for us?
Krolczyk. Krolczyk.
Thank
First
you.
Name, Philip.
Thank you.
For anyone else here who wishes to be heard, yes, ma'am.
Hi. My name is Sally Bradshaw, and I live on Adams Road. My husband's worked in wastewater treatment for 30 years, so he had a lot of questions, and he can't be here because he travels worldwide dealing with wastewater and water. But I did have some questions. Some of them were answered. And the type of process being used, I tried to write that down really quick, and that was the filtration beds. Is that correct?
It's pronounced it right.
That's the disposal of the water.
Ma'am,
yes.
We need you to tell us your position. That's not.
That's it.
This is not really a session where you can ask questions of the applicant.
Okay.
But you need to tell us.
Well, can I talk to them afterwards? That's
yes.
fine.
She does need to know what to make comments. She needs to know what they're putting
there. Yes,
that's
what
I'm
not
this
sure.
Is
somebody
okay.
Verify.
They may have their say. Now, this is the...
Okay.
Opponent's opportunity to tell us your position.
My position.
We can't.
You ask us a
okay.
question.
Okay.
She can't give good.
You
want to
run
questions.
The hearing, Mr. Cole?
No, but she can't ask good questions if she doesn't have some information.
Then I'm sure.
Somebody's got to either provide the information, or it's almost a waste of time.
God.
Okay. Please tell us your position.
Okay. My position in the very beginning is that we received a letter in the mail that stated an artesian water company, nothing about wastewater. It was a petition to sign. My husband, of course, working in wastewater, says in water treatment, our water is excellent. We've had it tested by the county. It's very low in nitrates. We love our water. We don't need to spend more money on water. Threw it away. Had nothing to do with wastewater. Now we're finding out it's a wastewater company. Like you said, we will have, by the time the county's out there, 3 wastewater plants on a small peninsula. We're concerned about the odor control. We're concerned about all the things to do with the environment and our water. We just want it done right if it's going to happen. Development's happening. It's going to happen. We want it done right. But we're opposed to the expansion. If they want it in a small development to develop more, keep it in a small development. We don't want the expansion. We have great water. We have great ground. We have great filtration as it is. So I will speak to these gentlemen then afterwards to find out that we are opposed to having any more wastewater plants out in our little neighborhood.
Are you saying that you were not opposed when it was 90,000, but are opposed when it's...
No, we were opposed, but I didn't get to come to the first meeting.
Okay.
I didn't know it was already granted that they can do a 90,000. Had no idea. Today is the first time I'm hearing that has happened. So, obviously, we're looking at a 90,000 gallon a day treatment out there. So we were under the assumption when we first got this mailing, and the only mailing, my neighbor was good enough to give me the mailing that she received on the wastewater treatment plant coming there. Not everyone was notified. But the very first mailing, it looked like in that letter that we were getting an artesian well company coming out. Didn't say well, didn't say wastewater. We're thinking we're getting new type of water, trying to drum up business. Were we willing and wanting to purchase drinking water.
The application was filed by Artesian Water Company.
Right.
That's the reason it was advertised that way.
Right.
If you wish to see the application, it's on file, but the water company was the applicant.
Sure.
And
the letter we got was water company, nothing about wastewater.
Wastewater management. We understand that. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Jim, on the original plant that they're putting there, the 90,000, I guess, gallons, it didn't come in front of the county council. That stated site plan approval. That was a treatment facility just for a subdivision, so it stayed at the subdivision level. So there was no opportunity, I don't think, for this lady to speak unless she was following that subdivision and was aware of all that stuff. So it's, again, they're at a disadvantage. That's why you didn't know it.
Yes.
Now they're trying to expand it to other subdivisions. Now it requires council approval.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here who wishes to be heard from the public? Yes, ma'am.
My name is Deborah Stevenson, and I live on Adams Road, and I own 10.5 acres. I'm very, very concerned. I am a neighbor with Sally. We didn't get anything but a piece of paper shoved in our mailbox over on top of the flag. And that was been 7 or 8 months ago with an Artesian Water Company. Would you like to be interested? There was in nothing about any kind of sewage or anything. We're very concerned because we're country people. We live back. We know that there are developments coming, and we know that's inevitable. But like everybody says, there is one down the road, and it's going to be on the same road that this one's going to be on. Lots of traffic, lots of confusion, and we're not that far from the power plant. So I think that we have enough noise, as that is, with all the trucks and then more trucks coming in. I'm very opposed to it, as my husband would be. He passed away 6 months ago with cancer, but he also knew about the Artesian, and he said, Debbie, don't let it happen. If you can give your thoughts, I'm with you all the way. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else here who wishes to be heard concerning this application? Let the record show that we have recognized all those who asked to be recognized. What's your pleasure, gentlemen?
We've had a request from engineering department.
And also,
planning has only had made any motion. So we have to defer, basically.
Yes.
Okay.
You ready to have the hearing closed?
Well, I was just wondering, let me ask Rodney, maybe Rodney knows. Rodney, does the county at their site have capacity to handle all of Piney Neck? The area that they've, you know?
I don't know 100%, but...
Well, then that's all we need to know. Thank you. If you don't know, you don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I would
like to just...
Well, no, that was only the question.
Okay.
Don't go any further.
Anything else?
Ready to have the hearing closed, gentlemen?
Yes, sir.
Public hearing is closed. What's your pleasure?
Make a motion to defer.
Second.
Motion from Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Dukes to defer on conditional use number 1711, Artesian Water Company Incorporated, for the reason of Planning and Zoning Commission not making a recommendation as of yet. Question, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes. Next case.
After the commission makes a recommendation, this matter at some point will go back on council's agenda. Next application, CU 1717, Mr. Lane.
Yes, this is an application of the State of Delaware Division of Facilities Management to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a state health care facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 701.59 acres, more or less, lying northeast of Patriots Way, also known as Road 318. Across from the Avenue of Honor, also known as Route 86. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on November 16th of 2006. We had received comments from the Sussex Conservation District related to soils, County Engineering Department, that the site is not located within a proposed or current county operated and maintained sanitary sewer district. We heard from Sally Cartwright on behalf of the Division of Facilities Management, who gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission